From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump further extended his campaign narrative that the election process is rigged against him by refusing at Wednesday's final debate to say that he will accept the results of the November 8th vote. Debate moderator Chris Wallace, the anchor of Fox News Sunday, put the question to Donald Trump on accepting the results.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
Current lawmakers, including some Republicans, strongly criticized Trump's comments. After the debate, Trump's opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, called Trump's refusal an effort to blame someone else for where he is in the campaign. You can see all of the debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. At least 8 workers were killed Thursday in a huge explosion set off by a blaze at a fireworks factory in southern India, according to police. Another 15 people were wounded in the blast in Tamil Nadu state. The blast came days before the Hindu festival of Diwali, which many celebrate by setting off fireworks. South Korea's foreign ministry Thursday said that the government strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch. The foreign ministry spokesman says that it's a violation of UN Security Council resolutions, regardless of its success or failure. The North test-fired a missile that immediately failed after launch early on Thursday. This is VOA News. Kurdish Peshmerga forces edged towards Mosul from the nearby village of Nowran on Thursday. It's part of an Iraqi military offensive to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters said the Islamic State militants are retreating. He says, "We didn't face resistance. They're retreating to Mosul in Syria." The Iraqi government, meanwhile, announced the operation against the Islamic State Monday, and the prime minister said Thursday that the offensive was going faster than planned. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte declared his separation from longstanding ally United States in Beijing on Thursday.
America has lost me, and will I realign myself in your ideological flow, and maybe I will also go to Russia to talk to Putin.
His comments came after he met with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the Great Hall of the People in Tiananmen Square. The two men pledged to enhance their trust and friendship and downplayed a maritime dispute. Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday took effect in the Syrian city of Aleppo, allowing the sick and wounded to leave along with rebel fighters. Moscow announced Tuesday that Russian and Syrian warplanes would halt their bombardment. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday he doubts there will be an attempt at a third U.S.-Russian ceasefire.
If you don't have a political settlement, you can't have peace. And so Russia needs to understand this is not making things better, it's making things worse.
Russia has extended the length of a humanitarian pause from 8 to 11 hours. A new UN report argues that investing in education, health, and well-being of 10-year-old girls will pay huge economic and developmental dividends for societies worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports.
The State of World Population report finds more than half of the world's 65 million 10-year-old girls live in the 48 countries with the worst gender inequality. It says these girls are less likely than boys to get an education, and many are subject to forced marriage, child labor, and female genital mutilation. The director of the UN Population Funds Program Division, Ramiz Alekberov, says 10 is a pivotal age for girls everywhere as puberty approaches. He says a girl who goes through puberty is seen as a commodity that may be bought, sold, or traded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of British men convicted of homosexuality before its decriminalization are to be pardoned under the Turing Law. It's named after the World War II hero Alan Turing, according to the government Thursday. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.